Hello, Tim Robinson. You're in Bembridge High Street, I believe. Clay.
I am in Bembridge High Street. I'm down the sort of Sandown end. It's the first couple of shops you see, and a pretty handy place if you want to design and build your own house. I'm opposite RM Associates, who are chartered architects. Next door to them is Lacey's. They're removers and storage. Over the road, Island Fine Arts, so you can hang a painting in there. And then opposite, Clay, where you can buy the bricks what you want to build it out of.
Okay, now, have they got their own kiln in there?
They haven't that I can see. I mean, it's quite a small building. It's kind of a detached Georgian-looking house, and the shop is a small bit at the front of it, the sort of kind of size of a big living room. What they have got in it is everything you could possibly imagine made out of clay. Just in this one window here, we've got a wine cooler, a salt piglet, garlic grater, garlic pot, an egg rack. There's all the sort of kitcheny stuff. Over in the other window, they've got kids' toys. They're made by Taifok, who are from Germany, and basically it's a little tiny little bricks that are generally made of clay, and they come with a tiny bit of cement, and your kids can build their own little tiny house out of cement, and then you can buy bricks en masse, massive amounts of bricks to build a whole house, or enormous terracotta pots for your gardens.
I just think it's a bit weird. That's what I'm not saying it's not a good thing. It's nice if people want to kind of get back to basics and be like the Romans and love their clay. I just thought clay was kind of unsexy at the moment.
It's not the most exciting thing in the world. I mean, you wouldn't expect to see on grand designs, you wouldn't expect anyone to go, yeah, so I'm going to go down to the shop in Bembridge and buy loads and loads of clay to make my exciting new house. Everyone wants to make everything out of glass nowadays. But there must be a market for it. I mean, if you want to restore a building, or if you wanted to extend a building that's made out of old bricks, this is probably the best way to do it. And if you've already got a lot of clay out in the back garden, terracotta, or a lot of people, my mum's obsessed with having this terracotta-y stuff in her kitchen. All the little pots and pestles and mortars and stuff are clay. But I think the problem is, you know, you'd have to, driving past it, although it says clay, it's one of those shops you'd have to go in to sort of see what was in there, I think. Perhaps they need a bit of marketing.
Is it very busy?
It's shut at the moment. There's a sign in the window saying gone selling. I've spoken to the owner, Tim, and he's on his bike at the moment, coming back from ride where he's gone to sell some bricks. So he's hot putting it over here on his little electric bike. Well, it's half powered. It's one of those funny bikes that you can't work out if it's motored or not.
Bembridge to ride.
I think they're just there to convince people that you're actually pedalling. But he's going to come here at 11:30, and I'm going to interview him for tomorrow.
All right. Well, listen, on one of those electric bikes, he's going to be at least an hour and a half. Bembridge to ride. There's a few hills. Yeah.
Well, he's halfway. He's set off at 10.
Get yourself some lunch. So you're going to interview him tomorrow. Want to be on the breakfast show or this show?
This show.
Watch that chihuahua.
On your show. So I'm just getting attacked by two chihuahuas. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
I knew it was a chihuahua. I could tell from the butt. Okay. Well, we're here. We're here for you tomorrow on the show then, Tim. Thank you.
All right.
Cheers. Oh, what about that? I sent him all the way to the Isle of Wight to find out about clay, and he gets there. What's today then? I can never remember the days of the week. It's Wednesday, isn't it? It's Wednesday, 10:45, and the guy's shop shut. I thought we'd surprise him.